of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated. Dearly beloved, we are gathered here in the sight of God and before His church to witness the union of this man and this woman in holy matrimony. This is an honorable estate instituted and blessed by God in paradise before humanity's fall into sin. In marriage, we see a picture of the communion between Christ and His bride, the church. Our Lord blessed and honored marriage with His presence and first miracle at Cana in Galilee. This estate is also commended to us by the Apostle Paul as good and honorable. Therefore, marriage is not to be entered into inadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, deliberately, and in accordance with the purposes for which it was instituted by God. The union of husband and wife in heart, body, and mind is intended by God for the mutual companionship, help, and support that each person ought to receive from the other, both in prosperity and adversity. Marriage was also ordained so that man and woman may find delight in one another. Therefore, all persons who marry shall take a spouse in holiness and honor, not in the passion of lust, for God has not called us to impurity, but in holiness. God also established marriage for the procreation of children, who are to be brought up in the fear and instruction of the Lord, so that they may offer Him their praise. For these reasons, God has established the holy estate that Terry and Ryan wish to enter. They desire our prayers as they begin their marriage in the Lord's name and with His blessing. We will now continue with the reading of God's word. First, we have a reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 2. Then the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helper fit for him." Now, out of the ground, the Lord God had formed every beast of the field and every bird of the heavens and brought them to the man to see what he would call them. And whatever the man called every living creature, that was its name. The man gave names to all livestock and to the birds of the heavens and to every beast of the field. But for Adam, there was not found a helper fit for him. So the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon the man, and while he slept, took one of his ribs and closed up its place with flesh. And the rib that the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. Then the man said, "This at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and his mother and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. A second reading from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 5. So we are always of good courage. We know that while we are at home in the body, we are away from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight. Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be away from the body and at home with the Lord. So whether we are at home or away, we make it our aim to please Him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may receive what is due for what he has done in the body, whether good or evil. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And our final reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, chapter 5. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Wives, submit to your husbands as to the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, as Christ is the head of the church, his body, of which he is the Savior. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so also wives should submit to their husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, cleansing her by the washing with water through the word, and to present her to himself as a radiant church without stain or wrinkle or any other blemish, but holy and blameless. In this same way, husbands ought to love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself. After all, no one ever hated his own body, but he feeds and cares for it, just as Christ does the church, for we are members of his body. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh. This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church. However, each one of you must love his wife as he loves himself, and the wife must respect her husband. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear Terry and Ryan, today is a really awesome day. It's a really special day, really wonderful day. It's wonderful because we're here, you know, we're right here in God's house, and you're about to be united as husband and wife in front of your closest friends and family. It's also a wonderful day because right in front of us, we have an answer to prayer. It's amazing that you're even standing on your own two feet right now, Ryan. I mean, just the other day, you were laid up in a hospital bed in a lot of pain, and Terry and I were kind of joking about how we might have to have this wedding in the hospital chapel, you know? But you said, no, you're here, right? You're right here, and that's good. It's definitely an answer to prayer. I know you guys have been praying for this day. I can tell you our whole congregation here at Trinity has been praying for your health, and I feel really strongly that God has led you here, that he has had this plan for you, that he's cleared these obstacles in order for you to be standing here right now. He's had his protective hand over you this entire time. And so this is the beginning of your new lives together as husband and wife. It's a day that you're going to remember and celebrate for the rest of your lives, not just because you've put your own unique spin on it either. I mean, it's not very often we're doing this on a Wednesday morning here in this sanctuary. And it's not very often we have a cauldron over here to represent your Native American heritage. And you know, it's a unique thing. We don't often hear the Charlie Brown theme or or Metallica or Aerosmith in the sanctuary either. But this is mostly a memorable day because of what God is doing, because of what God is leading you to right here before his altar, making you into one flesh. And there's a spiritual component to this whole wedding thing, right? So on the outside, you will always be two very unique individuals. It's never going to change. You're always going to be Terry. You're always going to be Ryan. That never changes. Your individual personalities, that doesn't change. But spiritually, you are united to Christ for the rest of your lives and united to each other in Christ. And you're going to learn how to live together and be a family together and so many other things. And so I guess my point is that what God is doing in your life right now, right in this moment, is extremely significant. A couple different passages that I just read from God's Word, and I want to just meditate a little bit more on those, especially the first reading and the last reading. The first reading is God's account of creation in Genesis chapter 2, and it's one of my favorite references to marriage in the Bible. I mean, it's where God establishes marriage, but you know, one of the things that I think is really interesting is when you read about God creating all these things that exist in the world, in chapter 1 of Genesis, over and over again, he looks at all these amazing things that he's made and he says, this is good. He looks and says, this is good. Creates light, creates dry land, creates the water. He says, this is good, this is good, this is good. The very first time God looks at something he made and says, this is not good, is when man is all by himself. Right? So I think you could probably appreciate that, Terry, right? That this is the first time God looks at what he's made and says, this is not good. It is not good for man to be alone. And so he makes a woman, and then everything is right in the world, right? And so if you ask me to summarize in one word, you know, why does God give the woman to the man? Why does God give men to women? Why does God give people to people? In general, the answer in just one word would be love, right? Ryan, the reason why this woman is a part of your life and will be forever is because of love. The same thing is true. The reason why this man is standing before you, standing before all of us, and uniting himself to you today is because of love. That's the number one reason. It's because we are all called to show Christ's love to our neighbors, and certainly as husbands and wives, our spouse is our closest neighbor. So you're called to show that love. What God did for Adam and Eve, he's going to do for both of you. He's going to make you into one flesh to be each other's helpers for the rest of your lives. Which brings me to the other passage I wanted to highlight from Ephesians chapter 5. Because you can see in this passage the way that this whole one flesh thing plays out, right? So Paul's talking about husbands and wives. He's talking about how they should submit to each other, how their relationship should be a picture of the way that Jesus Christ interacts with all of us as his church, and how the church then responds in love and service. What Paul's describing is the perfect standard. Like this is the way marriage should be if there was no such thing as sin. A perfect bond, a perfect marriage. We, of course, are all here praying that that's the kind of love that you will have with each other for the rest of your lives. But we all know that we live in a broken world, right? We live in a sinful world. We all struggle with sin each and every day. And so there's going to be times when you don't feel like one flesh, right? There's going to be times when you don't feel like you're on the same page. But even when you're going through those times, when you're going through good times and when you're going through not so good times, one of the things that we can always do is rely upon the fact that God has already done everything necessary when it comes to our sin problem, right? God has sent us his son, Jesus, who has shown us perfect love by giving up everything for us upon the cross. He's forgiven you as individuals. He will forgive you as a married couple. He cleanses you. He washes you clean. He gives you faith to believe his promises. And he gives you this gift of each other in marriage. So from now on, you're going to be completely united as one flesh, but your marriage will also be united in Christ. He will be with you every step of the way. He'll give you the strength to support each other as you've been supported individually, to forgive each other as you've been forgiven, to love as you've been loved. So may God bless you in ways that are just as unique as the two of you are. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in true faith in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. And now we will continue our service as you each announce your intent to be married here today. Ryan, you can still look at me. We're not doing the vows yet. You're still looking at me. Do you take this woman to be your wedded wife? To live together in the holiest state of matrimony as God ordained it? Will you nourish and cherish her as Christ loved his body, the church, giving himself up for her? Will you love, honor, and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others remain united to her alone so long as you both shall live? Then say, I do. And Terry, do you take this man to be your wedded husband, to live together in the holiest state of matrimony as God ordained it? Will you work alongside him, support him, and help him to accomplish the work God has given him to do? Will you love, honor, and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, remain united to him alone, so long as you both shall live? Then say, I do.
I do.
Now you may turn toward each other. And I'd like to ask parents to please stand. Do you give your consent and blessing to this couple? If so, say, we do. And will you pray for and encourage Terry and Ryan in their marriage, remembering at all times that God wills them to live within their vows until they are parted by death? Then say, we will.
We will.
Thank you. You may be seated. Ryan, repeat after me. I take you, Terry,
to be my wife.
I promise before God and these witnesses to be your faithful husband, to share with you in plenty and in want, in joy and in sorrow, in sickness and in health, to forgive and strengthen you, and to join with you so that together we may serve God and others.
So that we may serve God and others.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
And Terry, repeat after me. I take you, Ryan.
To be my husband.
I promise before God,
and these witnesses,
to be your faithful wife.
To share with you,
in plenty and in want,
in joy and in sorrow,
in sickness and in health,
to forgive and strengthen you,
and to join with you,
so that together
we may serve God and others,
as long as we both shall live.
May I please have the rings? Thank you. Let us pray. Almighty Father, you have generously created all things to serve us for our good. Send your blessing upon this couple who shall wear these rings as a constant reminder of their marital fidelity. Grant that by your mercy they may live gladly and faithfully in this holy estate through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. All right, Ryan, take Terry's ring in her left hand. And repeat after me. With this ring, I marry you.
My worldly goods
I give to you.
And
with my body,
I honor you.
In the name of the Father,
and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And Terry, would you take that ring and Ryan's left hand? And repeat after me. With this ring,
I marry you.
My worldly goods
I give to you.
And with my body,
I honor you.
In the name of the Father,
and of the Son,
and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Now that Terry and Ryan have committed themselves to each other in holy matrimony, have given themselves to each other by their solemn pledges, and have declared the same before God and these witnesses, I pronounce them to be husband and wife in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. What God has joined together, let no one separate. Amen. Ryan, you may now kiss the bride. At this time, we will now proceed to the pouring of the unity sand. This is a special ceremony that carries an abundance of meaning along with it. On that stand over there, there are three distinct colors of sand. The white sand represents our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who forms the foundation of our lives. The other two colors, the purple and the blue, represent Ryan and Terry. In marriage, God takes two people and infuses himself into their relationship together, creating a new identity together, so that just as it would be almost impossible to separate out individual grains of sand, so is the strength of the bond that you share. And so, Terry and Ryan, we are going to pour the sand now.
Thank you.
Please stand for prayer. Let us pray. Almighty, everlasting God, our Heavenly Father, grant that by your blessing, Terry and Ryan may live together according to your word and promise. Strengthen them in faithfulness and love toward each other. Sustain and defend them in every trial and temptation. Help them to live in faith toward you, in the communion of your holy church, and in loving service to each other, that they may ever enjoy your heavenly blessing through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. O God, our dwelling place in all generations, look with favor upon the homes of our land. Embrace husbands and wives, parents and children in the arms of your love, and grant that each, in reverence for Christ, fulfill the duties you have given. Bless our homes, that they may ever be a shelter for the defenseless, a fortress for the tempted, a resting place for the weary, and a foretaste of our eternal home with you, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Would the two of you please turn and face those who are gathered? Ladies and gentlemen, I now present to you for the first time, Mr. and Mrs. Moore. Leave today with this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and grant to you his peace. Amen. Thank you.